Welcome to the Zimcast, a program dedicated to bringing you what's new in agricultural marketing. The Zimcast is the official podcast of AgWired and hosted by Chuck and Cindy Zimmerman.
Hello and welcome to the Zimcast. I'm Chuck Zimmerman. I'd like to thank the sponsors for our program, and that includes GrowMark, locally owned, globally strong, and Monsanto, Roundup Ready Plus for weed management solutions. This week, I'm going to share a conversation with something that just came up on my radar, even though it isn't exactly totally brand new. But this is a great initiative called Farm On, and you can find it at farmon.com. I talked with Sarah Ray, who is a director of the Farm On Foundation and one of the founders for this effort. You'll hear in our conversation all about it, so I'm not going to try to set that up too much, other than to say that what really caught my eye was their use of social media, and in particular, a planned event, if you want to call it that, coming up on Earth Day, April 22nd, on Twitter, using the hashtag FarmVoices. That would be the pound sign, FarmVoices. And you can learn all about it, of course, at farmon.com. So let's learn all about it from Sarah. Sarah, I am glad we have the opportunity to connect here and chat about this thing called farmon.com. I know that you're one of those folks that got it started, and we have the Farm On Foundation. Tell me a little bit about you and your background and how you got involved in doing this kind of effort.
Sure. Well, actually, my husband and I tried to actually take over his family farm in 2003, I think it was. But it was the same year that BSE sort of hit our industry and devastated overnight. So we actually had to step back, as that family farm was not going to support more than just one family at that time. And we settled on a mission to get back to our passion, which was farming. So we ended up actually going to a whole bunch of different investment groups and business people in the city and started to connect with them and begin to have a better understanding of investments and business. From there, we actually started to farm about 4 years later ourselves. We're outside of Vasha, Alberta right now, doing a small cattle farm ourselves, actually. And from that, actually, Farm On was created.
So you have a foundation to, I guess, help or encourage or maybe do some training for young folks that want to do just what you are doing. What are the ways that you're finding you can help them?
Actually, it's been a really cool experience. With Farm On, it was always extremely important that we work very closely with young farmers and really listen to them and actually base everything we do on their suggestions and how they would like to see Farm On be built. And so the way that we actually work with farmers is in several ways. We work with organizations and other young farmers and business people to actually pass on some really innovative and cool information to young farmers that can maybe help to spur new conversations and begin to give new resources to them to support their businesses. The other thing that we do is we actually have a real live online facilitator who can help them to resource themselves in areas that we might not have on the site available right now. And so that's free of charge, and she works with a board who will help to provide resources to people who use her.
Well, let's talk a little bit about what we find when we go to farmon.com. Because, like you were saying, you've got a number of different resources there already, and certainly looks and sounds like you got lots of plans to continue to grow this, too.
Oh, absolutely. And a key factor in that is actually our users, and the companies and organizations who have supported us have been wonderful. But we're true believers in the answers lie within the industry already. It's about sharing them and having conversations around them. So into the future with Farm On, building those relationships and continuing to work together and collaborate is really key to the success of not only Farm On, but we believe young farmers.
Well, I know one of the things that hits me when I first go to the site is something called Farm Masters. Tell us a little bit about that part of what you're doing.
Yeah, we have actually two sections. We have the EMEG, which is sort of more of the living and fun stuff. But Farm Masters is actually where we get down to the business of farming and some of those innovations, where it can directly actually help your business. And what's cool about it is all of those people who are sharing with the videos and giving you the information and resources are people who actually will answer your questions. So when you're there and you ask a question, they're there to answer them and to converse with you and to try and help you figure out some of the problems you're having or maybe help direct you to some more resources.
What's been the response to this effort? And not only from young farmers, but in the agribusiness sector too.
In the beginning, it was a little tougher, but FarmOn was started about late 2008. The site's only been running for about a year, but in 2008, it was about trying to convince people that this was an issue. And actually, in the past 2 years, the response has been exceptional. It's been very supportive, and actually what we're working with right now, and it's been a very rewarding and cool experience, was working with an older generational farmers to pass down some of their knowledge to younger farmers so we don't start to lose that. So that's been a lot of working with organizations that might exist who are sort of facing the same challenges that the farming family farms are facing themselves, which is the majority of the people running the farming organizations and companies are over the age of 55 also.
So there are opportunities. I'm just, again, kind of clicking around on your website while we're talking. And there are opportunities for organizations or individuals to support what you're doing.
Oh, absolutely. And actually, it's key to the success of it. You can support in lots of different ways, whether it be with information or stories or innovations you might have as an individual to help young farmers. Or there's also support, obviously, financially. But currently, actually, the largest support that's been actually gaining the most traction has been through professionals and other farmers who want to help young farmers by showing them ways that they've found that have worked for themselves and maybe for their clients that might be beneficial to other people's businesses also.
Well, and you are, besides the website, integrating that with social media as well.
Yeah, and actually social media has been a huge key in this. Working with platforms like Facebook and Twitter and Pinterest has allowed us to not only reach out in new platforms where lots of the farmers are already sitting, which is sort of key to it, but it's also allowed us to start to find new organizations that are doing things like Egg Chat or like some of the young farming organizations that we've made connections with around the world to start to hear more stories, to start to have new ideas that come about. And the reach has been so crucial even to young farmers, where most of them are working off-farm jobs plus trying to farm. And it's been sort of a shift in our generation where at this point we're trying to gain that sort of learning and those networking opportunities at, you know, 9 o'clock, 10 o'clock at night after all the work's done. And so gaining access to things like the conferences and the different boards that maybe the generation before us access to network and share that information isn't as available to our generation. So it gives us an opportunity to connect even though we are in our own homes.
Mm-hmm. Well, one more thing that I want to make sure we touch on here as we get closer to the annual Earth Day, which is April 22nd.
Yeah.
You've got a very interesting effort launched here for everybody to get involved with using a hashtag, which is Farm Voices. Tell us about this, because I think it's a fascinating way to really draw people into what you're doing.
Yeah, what Farm Voices is an opportunity for young farmers across the world to join together as one voice, and it gives us the opportunity to make social change happen through pictures, which, like everybody says, a picture is worth a thousand words. So with the pictures and short stories, we're asking farmers to show something they love about farming, a challenge they face, or the way that they care for their land and animals. And it's a unique opportunity to for a consumer to see the different types of farming, start to have conversations with farmers, but also maybe see farming from around the world, and see the people who produce their food and connect with them.
Well, that's also where you can find, at least on the site, the YouTube video. It's Our Turn. Tell us a little bit about the making of this video, because I think it's incredibly well done, and I'm sure you're starring in there somewhere, right?
I'm actually not. It was actually a spectacular process of creating this video. It was very low budget. And what we actually did is we worked with a local college, Lakeland College, which is an ag college. And they had a first-time ag media class there that they believe on doing hands-on experience. And they helped us plan that day, shoot the video, and actually took some of the film, too, for us. So the video shooting experience was extremely cool, and it was really even neat to see that the young farmers were putting their own ideas into it and giving us advice on different shots we could take. So it was really made by young farmers.
Well, we have already posted that on AgWire to share it, and I don't know how many views it has currently, but it's definitely getting up there, and that's great. So we'll make sure that we point people that way again. And just remind them here once again now on even leading up to, if you already look at the hashtag Farm Voices on Twitter, you'll see there's already a lot of participation going on there. But culminating with that probably hopefully hitting its high point on April 22nd, and you can read all about that on the farmon.com website. What else might you want to share with people about what you're doing, or things we might not have touched on?
Actually, it was really important process that we didn't want Farm Voices to just end with the April 22nd date, or even with just an awareness of what young farmers do and their struggles. So actually, we have, in the next probably 2 weeks, we'll be coming out with an announcement of new ways that we will be supporting young farmers through Farm Voices, and ways that both consumers and industry can look at the way they invest in young farmers, and in projects that will help to push our industry forward and allow young farmers to grow it into what is needed for us to both feed the world and be successful ourselves.
Well, I am looking forward to that announcement, and we will make sure we help spread the word.
Awesome. Thank you so much.
Well, thank you very much, Sarah, for visiting with me here to talk about farmon.com. I will try to do my best to participate when we get to the Earth Day celebration, because, you know, farm needs to be a big part of that whole concept, and it really always has been.
Yeah.
So, glad to see what you all are doing. I applaud you and wish you all the best.
Thank you so much.
Looking forward to a great response to this effort, because I know that I've talked to some folks who are familiar and hopefully already planning to participate in the Farm Voices social media campaign. So that's the Zimcast for this week. I hope you've enjoyed it, and thank you for listening.
You've been listening to the Zimcast, the official podcast of AgWired. Check us out at www.agwired.com to find out what's new in agricultural marketing.